ask the Lord shall be pleased to help me. I shall call your attention to a subject you will find in the book of Micah, chapter 2, and the 13th verse. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. The book of Micah, chapter 2, and the 13th verse. Godly Micah was ordained of God to be a prophet, and he did his life work about 700 years before Jesus Christ was born. And you will find in reading his prophecy there are some striking references to the coming of Jesus Christ. And in Micah you read that Jesus Christ was to be born in Bethlehem, and he gives some beautiful gospel tidings concerning Jesus Christ in the conclusion of his book. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities. Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. And yet you will observe that in his prophecy, the heading tells us God's controversy with his people. And he was ordained of God to show Israel their sins and to proclaim the judgments of God that were coming upon them without fail. And one more feature about the book of Micah I want you to take notice of, and that is it gives a wonderful picture of what shall be in the last days, which has not yet been fulfilled. And as you see the world growing more wicked and the wicked doing wickedly, and hell itself let loose in the earth, so that you may wonder what shall be the end of it. Maybe if I am helped to open up the subject before us, you will see what is the prospect before time shall cease to be. Because God will not allow the world to go on and the people in it as it is to be seen at the present time. For when in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, he had a purpose. And that purpose down through the ages has been fulfilling. But in the ultimate issue, it will be seen that wickedness shall be put down. Truth shall triumph over error, and right over wrong. And God will make manifest who he is, and his kingdom will come, and his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And now, in this subject, it is rather difficult to bring it before you in the order I should like to do, but as grace is given, I shall attempt it. The breaker, which is a very striking word. Yet, it refers to Jesus Christ and his coming into the world and the work that God ordained that he should do. And that work, redemption's work, he has done, and it is well done. Love's redeeming work is done, fought the fight, the battle won. But there is another work as the outcome of it that he is doing and will do till the word of God shall be fulfilled. The knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. There are wonderful days yet to come, although the days in the immediate future are very solemn to contemplate. But while there is a dark cloud hanging over the world at large, there is a bow in the cloud, and it is nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are his. And now here in the chapter before, Micah has been proclaiming the judgments of God and inquiring of them. O thou that art named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord straitened? Is the spirit of the Lord straitened? Margin reading, impatient, shortened. Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? And that was proclaimed to Israel, that their consciences might be quickened and concerned about their departures from God and godliness. But it only had effect in those who were Israelites indeed. And as it was then, even so it is nowadays. You can proclaim these things to the world at large, but if a man is not born again, he will maintain his attitude as he was born, an enemy to God and godliness. And his attitude will be, we will not have this man to reign over us. And he will go on in the way which the flesh likes, after the flesh, the things of the flesh. And yet in the end he will prove, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Oh, my dear friends, I do hope God will in his mercy help us to be amongst those of whom it is said, he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And Micah makes it plain in the context what this breaker, the Lord Jesus Christ, is purposing to do. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. The remnant of Israel means those who are Israelites indeed, and they are always a remnant. You will remember Paul said, even so at this time there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And that answers for every age as the world goes on. And here Micah proclaims what God will do. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. So that in the world as it is at the present time, do keep in mind for your own encouragement, the Spirit of God is working. How often I have told you, and the Lord added unto the church daily, such as should be saved. And he is doing that this Sabbath day. As you and I are here in the attitude of worship, the Spirit of God, north, south, east and west, is at work, fulfilling eternal purposes. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And there will be tens of thousands this Sabbath day who will be constrained to believe in God and in his only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, to their eternal peace and profit in their souls. And now I want to look at this illustration of Jesus Christ as being the breaker and try to show you in what way he is made manifest as the breaker. And you will remember what I read to you for a lesson, and there is an interpretation of it there where Isaiah declares, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. The breaker is come up before them. And how cheering it is, as you journey on through life, and meeting with difficulties, and having duties to do, and life's responsibilities weighing heavily upon you, to realize, I am the Lord thy God, which goeth before thee. And whatever difficulties arise, he is able to deal with them. And whatever loads are laid upon you, he can strengthen you to bear whatever the burden may be for your good and his glory. But first of all, look at what had to be done. Their salvation could be made manifest as a blessed reality to all that people, a number which no man can number, whom God ordained to be saved. I read to you in Isaiah, a Savior and a great one, a just God and a Savior too. Have you noticed that beautiful couplet there? A just God and a Savior. And now, many a poor sinner, when he is born again and brought in guilty before God, and he has to do with God in his holiness, as he is made manifest in the law, he has a great question, and only God can answer it to his soul's satisfaction. How can God be just and at the same time justify a sinner who knows he is ungodly? Here is where the work of this great and glorious breaker is to be seen. When the Adam fall took place, it did not take God by surprise. God is never taken by surprise. No, the thing is impossible. But he already knew. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. His loving kindness, oh how great! He saved me from my lost estate. And now, God gave a hint about that to Adam and Eve and unfolded it as they went on living their lives from that time on. The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. There was the first ray of hope. There was the first promise that God would in his time, his way, undo the mischief which the Adam fall had wrought. But it could only be done at an amazing cost. For this, there must be one who can, from sin and death, release us, make up the breach twixt God and man, which none can do but Jesus. And so, God in his infinite wisdom ordained that in the fullness of time he would send forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to do love's redeeming work. And here he is said to be the breaker. He's come up before them, come before all his people, to prepare the way that a door of mercy may be opened in heaven. But what had Jesus Christ to do in going before his people? He had to undertake their salvation, and that hundreds of millions untold, a number which no man can number, and to do it as he alone could do it, that his Father might be well pleased with what he had done. And so he broke first of all into the world in a marvelous way, and he was seen among men as a little babe cradled in the manger, sheltered in the stable at Bethlehem, and born of a virgin. And thus in his incarnation he broke into the world, the eternal Son of God in his divine nature, a little babe, a weak babe, and yet his shoulders held up heaven and earth when Mary held up him. And you find that Micah proclaims that Bethlehem Ephrata should be famous for all ages because Jesus Christ should be born there. And then, as he lived his life, he had to fulfill the law in every jot and tittle on behalf of all the people whom he came into the world to save. And in doing that, blessed be his name, he did it in every jot and tittle. He broke through all opposition of earth and hell. And in fulfilling that law, he wrought out a righteousness for every one of the people whom he came down into the world to save, that they might be made fit to be the guests of God, made meet for the inheritance of the saints in light. And in saving his people, what had he to save them from? Not only the wrath of God made manifest in the curse of the law which they were under, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And although these people, to be saved with an everlasting salvation, were ordained of God to be saved, yet they were the children of wrath, even as others, as they were born. And that was a matter that Jesus Christ had to attend to. And so, in taking human nature into union with his own divine nature, as verily man, he went through his wondrous holy life and broke through all opposition from earth and hell, and removed the guilt of his people by taking it upon his own holy shoulders, as it were. The Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. And He died on Calvary's cross, and in dying, He opened a door of mercy in heaven. And when He died under the curse of a broken law. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, as it is written, cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree. And He drank that deep cup of the Father's wrath, and He underwent that curse and removed it. He broke through the opposition of earth and hell alike, and did love's redeeming work in every jot and tittle. The breaker is come up before them. And when He died on Calvary's cross, that word went forth, it is finished. It is finished, cried the Lord in His dying minute. Holy Ghost, repeat the word, full salvation in it. But there was another thing where this glorious breaker made manifest His almighty power. And that was when He was tempted of the devil, 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. Blessed be God, He broke through all what the devil suggested and answered him every time, it is written. And He stood the test. And His dear people down through the ages have got the everlasting benefit of it. God's own foe may plague His sons. Sin may distress, but not subdue. Christ, who for us conquered once, will in us conquer too. And I do like that word. You know I often quote it. In this was the Son of God made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. I want you, dear young people, to keep that word uppermost, as it were, in your minds and your thoughts when you look round the world with hell itself let loose in it at the present time. What you look on and the things you read about and hear about, what are happening north, south, east and west, the wickedness of man which is great upon the earth, is to do with the devil. But in this was the Son of God made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil and all the plans and schemes the devil has set afoot. Jesus Christ ere long will make manifest who He is as the breaker, and He will break all those plans and schemes in pieces, so that the devil will ever remain a defeated foe. Keep that thought uppermost, otherwise you may fall a prey to things which will make you very cast down if it seems to you that God has forsaken the earth. You must never entertain such a thought, for this glorious breaker is come up on purpose that it shall be well with His people down through the ages, whatever may emanate from earth or hell. Say you to the righteous, it shall be well with him, for he shall eat the fruit of his doings. There was another great work the breaker had to do, and he did it. He said to his people, his disciples, ere he left the world, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And when he says that, the meaning is that he has overcome the world on behalf of all his people, who are made manifest in the world at any time as being his people. They may sometimes fall a prey to the world and have guilty consciences because they do. But in the ultimate issue, the Lord will bring them forth. I have overcome the world, and his dear people in him will overcome the world ultimately also. And then you may see this glorious breaker at work, going back a moment or two to Calvary's cross. And when Jesus Christ was on Calvary's cross, dying, it is said the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Here you see this breaker at work. He was dying in the stead of poor sinners. The multitude round about treated him with all ignominy and contumely, except just a few of his own dear people who looked on afar off with their hearts broken with what their eyes could see. The dear Savior whom they loved was dying on a cross between two thieves hung on a cross on either side. And they could not understand it, but there was a deep underlying truth to be seen therein. The veil of the temple rent in twain. I've sometimes thought how amazed the priests must have been when that happened. Because you must mark how it's worded. Rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Now, man could never have done that from the top, for it was 60 feet high. Man, if he had attempted to do that, would have begun at the bottom. No, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top. And God did that. And this glorious breaker was made manifest. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone which believeth. And then, I can only give you hints about this. This glorious breaker did another thing. And he broke down the middle wall of partition between the Jews and the Gentiles, so that when he rose from the dead and sent forth his disciples again, he recommissioned them. When he first of all commissioned them, he said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and nowhere else. And that is what they did. But when he rose from the dead, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, not to Jews only, but to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, all who should believe their testimony. And there you see the breaker at work again. He broke down that middle wall of partition between. But when he had lived his life, when Calvary's work was done, when he sent forth that great proclamation, it is finished, when he was laid in the grave, on that Easter morning long ago, this glorious breaker broke forth from the grave. Death could not hold him. He was the death of death and hell's destruction. And when he rose from the dead, here you see, the breaker is come up before them. They have broken up. Here you see, it is plural. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and have gone out by it. And when Jesus Christ burst the gates of the grave and broke forth and rose from the dead, all his people, as I have told you many times, rose in him at the same time. One in the tomb, one when he rose, one when he triumphed all his foes, one when in heaven he took his seat and seraphs sang all hell's defeat. so that whenever death comes to any of that vast host Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save, they find this glorious breaker has gone before. And they can say, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? They went forth with Jesus Christ from the grave when he rose from it. And they all get the wondrous benefit of it when they come down to die. Jesus Christ as the breaker is the death of death and hell's destruction. And he is in heaven, dear friends. And he is in heaven, verily man, verily God. And you, with all your difficulties, your duties, whatever crooked places you have that you want made straight, whatever gates of iron you want to see cut asunder or mountains leveled, Jesus Christ is in heaven on your behalf. He is there as the breaker. He is there prepared to go before you and make the way plain for you to go along till you shall reach at length that glorious place where he is. And remember, he is there in all his triumph as the sinner's friend. And there is one word which you must never lose sight of. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. So that whatever the devil is doing in the world at large, seeking to oppose and hinder, and if he could, and if it were possible, to destroy the kingdom of God coming, blessed be God, he cannot do it. He is a defeated foe. The purposes of God must come to pass. And he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Jesus Christ is in heaven on your behalf, poor sinner. And he is approachable. That human heart he still retains, though throned in highest bliss, and feels each tempted member's pains, for our afflictions his. And he says, I will go before thee and make the crooked things straight and the rough places plain. Do remember, says Jesus, as it were, I am the breaker, and I can deal with all difficulties, all matters that arise in your journeying through life, and make my goodness pass before you in life's way. Then there are other views whereby these people in the text, people taught of God, see Jesus Christ to be the breaker. He has broken down the strongholds of sin and Satan in the life he lived and the death he died. He has broken the power of the grave, and he has broken the power of death itself. But now he has his kingdom on the earth, and in the preaching of the gospel, he it is who is the breaker. He breaks poor sinners' rocky hearts. Is not my word as a hammer, which breaketh the rocky heart in pieces? And wherever the gospel is made effectual, Jesus Christ is there as the breaker. He alone can break into a sinner's heart and give him a new heart and a new nature. He grants his dear servants the privilege to preach the gospel, and he helps them in doing it. But they know very solemnly that the power is his to do poor sinners good. And if he does not break forth and make the gospel a blessed reality in poor sinners' hearts, then there will be no gracious outcome to his honour and glory. And I believe that this glorious breaker is doing much more work at the present time in the world at large than any of us realise. Every now and again you get hints from the lands behind the Iron Curtain, and there you get sure evidence that this breaker, even in those circumstances, is still doing love's redeeming work and blessing poor sinners and making them manifest as sinners born again, and they seek to witness for him, even though they ultimately do it maybe in prison walls and are persecuted for Jesus' sake. But this glorious breaker is at work there, fulfilling eternal purposes, and as I have already quoted, and the Lord added unto the church daily such as should be saved. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and passed through the gates and are gone out by it. And now there is another viewpoint of this. At the present time, there are many kingdoms on the earth, and every kingdom on the earth is full of unrest. But I like to read sometimes a picture that is in Daniel, where you read this, and we're living in this time, and keep that in mind. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Forasmuch as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. Speaking with great reverence, this is a reference to Jesus Christ being born a babe by birth mysterious, born of a virgin. The stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. In that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure. And now, says Daniel later on, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like to the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. That is the kingdom which is coming, which will come. And maybe the children, the young people, possibly the babes, will live long enough to see the dawn of it. Some of us who are in life's evening time can hardly hope to do so. But this glorious breaker is at work, and his word shall stand. His truth prevail, and not one jot or tittle fail. And then this word tells us the breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. Does that touch a chord in any of your souls about any gate that it is essential that we should pass through? Straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. But all these people who rose again when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, each one, every one, will pass through the strait gate and be made manifest as followers of Jesus Christ, witnesses for him and his truth. It might be well to weigh matters up as to whether you are on the right side of that strait gate. That means that you have passed inside it, because the Saviour said, strive to enter in at the strait gate. That word strive in the original is agonize, to enter in at the strait gate. For I say unto you that many shall seek to enter therein and shall not be able. They are not trying to do so on a right basis. But where the breaker has gone up before them, in his eternal purposes, and in his life, his death, his resurrection, every poor sinner so favored will pass through the strait gate and go on living his life to God's honor and glory, and at the end of it will pass through the gate of heaven itself, the gates of pearl. There is just another thought here as I come to the amen. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. There are just two things there. Jesus Christ is referred to as the head, and he is the church's living head. And that means, as the head of the church, he directs and controls and plans and purposes all things to do with his church on earth. And whatever may emanate from earth or hell, seeking to do ill and evil to his church, he is aware of it. He knows every detail of it. And as the breaker, he goes forth on behalf of his people, wherever they may be, to overturn whatever the devil and earth and hell may set afoot to do mischief against his church, wherever it may be made manifest. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And also, it means this: the government should be upon his shoulder. God has guaranteed that. Therefore, it is good to remember Jesus Christ in the character of the breaker, and to know that he can deal with all ill and evil that may oppose you in following on to know the Lord. He can deal with it. But keep this in mind: I will be inquired of by you to do these things, O house of Israel. And there is a lovely illustration of this to be seen in the book of Exodus, before Israel set out on their wilderness wanderings. I will read you this, and you will see how this glorious breaker in many ways goes before his people, wherever they may be, for whatsoever the scriptures have written aforetime, they show forth what God would do at any time on behalf of his people. And when the tabernacle was finished, then it was that Israel began their journeyings. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. When the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. You see, in the wilderness wanderings, an Israelite could go out of his tent door, and he could look to the tabernacle, and look toward the end of it where the mercy seat was, and he would see the cloud of the Lord resting upon it, and he would know that all was well. They were still in that resting place, but if it was rising up, then he would know the command would soon come for them to strike their tents and follow the cloud to where a new resting place was to be found. And keep this in mind. It is only where the cloud moves to lead you to a resting place, one which God himself has ordained, that you will find the manna to fall and have the water to drink which flowed from the rock that followed them. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. I can only say one word in conclusion. Happy is the people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Amen.
Wednesday evening, hymn number 667, tune Gower Street Chapel, 764. Immortal honors rest on Jesus' head, my God, my portion, and my living bread. In him I live, upon him cast my care, he saves from death, destruction and despair. 667.
Amen.
the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit be upon us and upon all who love the truth everywhere. Amen and amen.